French Prime Minister François Fillon said today that the country is to send two plane loads of medical aid to the Libyan city of Benghazi, held by opponents of Muammar Gaddafi. Fillon linked the aid mission to a wider effort by the French government to prevent an influx of immigrants from Libya across the Mediterranean in the wake of the uprising in the country. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the ICRC representative based in Benghazi, Hicham Hassan, about the current situation.
You're in Benghazi at the moment. What's the situation like with regard to how calm is it, how tense is it at the moment?
The situation seems to have stabilized since a couple of days. Some shops have opened. Economically speaking, the movement is taking place a bit slowly, but seems to be steady. People are still anxious because they don't know what will happen next, basically. And here I'm talking about civilians. Otherwise, there isn't any peculiar security worries for the time being, but this remains to be seen. For us, we are moving around the city. We often move with the Libyan Red Crescent. Movement around the city seems to be going on well. Yesterday, the police, traffic police, were to be seen again. So for the first time since the event started here, the violence, the traffic police is back again, and people are saying that they are happy about that because it's a sign of order and stability in the city. So far, this is regarding the general situation in the city of Benghazi.
Just regarding the humanitarian situation, we've seen terrible violence over the last few days, and a lot of people have been killed and many people have been injured. How concerned are you with regard to the humanitarian situation?
Well, basically, talking to a few senior doctors the first night we arrived a couple of days ago, they say that the situation in the hospitals now have been more or less stabilized. It means that they are not receiving more injured persons since the violence has somehow ended. But the result, according to them, of the violence in the past week was 256 dead persons and more than 2,000 persons injured, which means that they are still caring for hundreds of people in their hospitals. The main issue for them is actually the lack of nurses, because most of the nurses that have been working in the hospitals in Benghazi and other Libyan cities as well are foreigners. They came from Egypt, from Ukraine, from the Philippines, and those people had to leave. They were evacuated by their respective embassies, which left the hospitals in a real shortage of staff. And this is why our team currently, doctors from the Norwegian Red Cross and an ICRC doctor as well with nurses, are started now to work in the hospitals to support the medical infrastructure.
Are you finding it difficult in the sense that there's been a lot of an influx from people crossing borders? Is that hampering efforts at all? People fleeing from other areas, other countries?
Well, basically, arriving from the Egyptian border, the movement has calmed down a bit, but what we are getting from our team on the Tunisian side of the border is that there are thousands of people crossing over, a lot of Egyptian citizens, for example, and they have to be on the other side, on the Tunisian side of the border. They need, of course, shelter, they need food, they need sometimes healthcare. And this is why we have also positioned a team of Finnish doctors from the Finnish Red Cross on the other side to be dealing with the current needs there. And we are also trying to work on both sides of the border, be it in Egypt or in Tunisia, on the reestablishment of family links. And this is what we have been able to do in the past days. We have managed to give contacts of 200 persons who fled to Tunisia with their families through phones. And our teams are there actually to continue working on this level. But of course, the situation is not as obvious as it would seem.